The suicide rate among U.S. service members averaged nearly one a day in the first half of this year, the fastest pace in a decade of war. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has called it an urgent problem. At Fort Carson in Colorado, officials there overhauled their mental health policies because of the skyrocketing suicide rate. Fort Carson is also the site of a trial program that uses film to help veterans. The project is called I Was There. One of the short films that's come from it is called In the Head. It's an almost wordless essay about post-traumatic stress disorder. In it, a soldier tries to portray intense emotions like rage and depression, and at one point he struggles to get his camera to work and he asks the question, how do you go back?
How do you go back?
How do you rewind?
Twenty-eight-year-old retired Army Sergeant Adam Cassidy made that film with fellow soldier Fred Lay, and Adam joins us on the line from Colorado Springs. Adam, welcome.
Hello, Deb.
Thanks for being with us. And also with us is the filmmaker who started this program, Ben Patton. And that's right, Patton, grandson of the famous World War II General George Patton. And Ben is on the line with us from NPR in New York. Ben, welcome.
Pleasure to be here, Deborah.
Ben, let's go to you first. Quick question. I Was There is really 4 days of workshops. Tell us exactly what takes place and what's the goal?
We have a little bit of theory. We talk about filmmaking, both the technical side and the narrative element of filmmaking. How do you tell a story effectively? And then for the next three sessions, we basically say, look, we're experts in teaching film and making films, but you're the only expert in your story and what happened to you. Let us be your crew and tell us about it. And then we basically open the door wide and we allow the soldiers who are being treated for post-traumatic stress and other things make a film about really whatever they want that will help them express themselves in essentially in a first-person narrative. We just felt that the idea of being able to reclaim your own narrative, being able to speak your voice and articulate a message in exactly the way you want to communicate something just as you want to communicate it, can be an empowering and a healing thing. And when you add a collaborative element to it, such as in the case of Adam's film with his colleague Fred, it sort of speaks to another element that we've found prevalent among folks with PTSD, that sometimes the most helpful thing is simply to talk about it.
Adam?
Oh, absolutely. I believe getting my story out there was very important, and it's very hard to do, and for someone to come forward, it takes a lot with someone with PTSD. It's like one of the hugest things to get off your chest is telling your story, and there's really no better way than to visualize it and put it together yourself.
And this is the YouTube, Facebook generation, so in a certain sense, we're also meeting this generation where they are, and they want to be able to articulate something exactly the way they want to. And the audience may be themselves, it may be their family. I know that when we screened the films at the end of this last workshop, Adam brought his family to the screening, as I recall. Correct, Adam?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And we find that the soldiers are often very willing to put their names in the credits and say, hey, I want people to see this. I want people to hear my story.
Nobody in the world has my story.
You're a combat engineer, is that right?
Yes, we did route clearance and defused bombs.
And I heard, it's almost like the film Hurt Locker, you were hit 14 times at close range by IEDs. What did that do to you?
Traumatic brain injuries I'm dealing with now, on top of the PTSD, but it's all for the love of our country, in all honesty. Huh.
Now, you told our producer you don't like to be in crowds, you're not working right now, and you really have some rough days. I mean, is it still difficult, and how long has it been since you left?
I've been out of the Army now for 5 months, and every day is still a challenge. There's days where I can argue with my wife over nothing, and at the end of the day, I can sit down and sort of realize that, you know, it's not my fault completely.
And what do you think was most challenging about doing the film? Was it expressing yourself, or was it having to remember certain things and try to express them, or what was the most challenging?
Ben made it so it was comfortable in the workshop, and working with other soldiers that had the same issues, it made it very comforting. I actually found enough courage after Ben's class to go out into the community in Colorado Springs, and I actually got an assistant coaching job with one of the high schools for hockey, for ice hockey.
Oh, good.
Yep, I plan on coaching. I plan on going to college here at Colorado State, starting in the winter semester.
Very good.
Every day is a little inch closer towards healing and towards getting better.
So you're out of the military completely. Is that good to be entering this new chapter of your life? How do you feel about that?
I feel it's best for me and my family. We're going in the right direction. I do miss being in the Army, but there's no looking back for us.
And Ben, you say that you've learned with a name like Patton, you have to listen to what soldiers say.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I grew up in a family where I was basically instructed as a kid when people came up to me and said, hey, are you related to General Patton or the great General Patton? And instead of brushing it off, you'd say, yes, did you know him? And just open the door to them telling you a story that they might not have told for years. And I think that's one of the things that I've really been most excited by in this program, is that there's a sense, I think, among the general public to a great extent, that these soldiers maybe don't want to talk about these things and don't want to be asked about them. But I just think they want to be asked by people that really care and really want to hear. One figure I heard from Admiral Mullen, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, was 350,000 men and women over each of the next 5 to 6 years or so are going to be taking off the uniform and entering the job market, or trying to, and a number of those are going to be diagnosed or undiagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And so my hope is that this kind of thing can help move some of these soldiers in the right direction.
All right. Filmmaker Ben Patton, grandson of General George Patton and author of the book Growing Up Patton, he ran the filmmaking program called I Was There. We'll link to it at our website, hereandnow.org. Ben, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Also, retired Army Sergeant Adam Cassidy, who made a film called In the Head. As part of a trial filmmaking therapy workshop at Fort Carson in Colorado. Adam, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Deb.
Just ahead, a California artist tries to bring attention to what he calls the invisible workers who make California beautiful. You're listening to Here and Now.